thank you for tuning in to AnchorCast. Please remember to subscribe and follow us on social media at Anchor Nights to get the latest updates about events, meetings, and uploads. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Really quick, if we have not had the pleasure to meet, my name is Maddie Boost. There's always two Maddies, so I always have to clarify. Or 50, because Maddie's a basic name. Anyway, whatever. My name is Maddie Boost, and I am Jake's admin. So what that means is I get to spend his money. And you guys think you guys have a hard life? Jake has two women spending his money. So, poor guy. No, I'm kidding. In all serious, I love Jake. I love Mac. They're incredible people. And I just want to thank Jake for giving me this opportunity to come up and speak tonight. Because I love this. I'm excited. God's put a lot on my heart. And I'm excited. Yeah, let's get excited for this.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, daddy issues. It's all right. I got daddy issues. I got mommy issues. I got more issues than the Rolling Stones. It's fine. It's fine. Thank you for the few of you who laughed at that. I thought it was good. All right, anyway. So this weekend, we celebrated my niece's birthday. And it was on Sunday. She turned 8. It was incredible. She had a Beatles-themed birthday party, but like the band The Beatles, not The Bug. I won't make that mistake again. And it was just an incredible way to celebrate this kid. And it was just so much fun, and it was great. But mind you, I see this kid probably like 5 times a week. And she came out, and I picked up her and her mother on Sunday to go to the pool. And the second she came out and I saw her, I looked at her and I just went, holy crap, you're a mini version of your mom. And then that got me thinking, how many times in our lives do we get compared to at least one of our parents? I mean, do you guys remember that as a kid? You always hear that thing of like, oh, like you look just like your mom, or oh, you look more like your dad, or like your parents fight about who looks more like or who you look more like. You know, people are like, oh, you look like your mom, you look like your dad. Oh, you know, you scream a lot and you're just crying like your mother. Like, it's fine. It's okay. But there's always that comparison to our parents. Now, whether we want to admit it or not, our parents have a huge impact on our lives. And today we are going to be focusing more on the impact that our parents have on our relationships. Now, you see, the most important relationships that we could ever have is our relationship with our mother and our father. And I know a few of you might be here and say, no, I have way more important relationships to me than the ones that I have with my parents. And yes, I agree with that. But hear me out when I say this. The relationship that you have with your parents can define who you are. Now, your parents were the first people that you ever saw. So when you were in the hospital, other than the doctor that delivered you, the first person that you saw was probably your dad. And more than likely, the second person that you saw was your mom. Now, for some of you, that might have been the last time that you've ever seen your mom, or it might have been the last time that you've ever seen your dad. And for some of you, your dad wasn't even there in the delivery room. And whether you realize it or not, this has impacted your life in some way, shape, or form. Now, the relationship that we have with our parents can not only define us, but it can also define the relationships that we have. And all the healthy and unhealthy things that your parents taught you can bleed into these relationships. Now, it doesn't matter if it's family, if it's friends, if it's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. If you do not have a healthy relationship with your parents, you will not have healthy relationships. And you might be thinking, well, that's a little much. What do you mean by this? Well, for some of you, if your parents knew God's love and they showed you that love, more than likely, you will be able to show others God's love as well. If your parents were there at every single sporting event and every dance recital and supported you through thick and thin, no matter what, more than likely, you're going to be supportive to those around you. See, this is how it's supposed to be. This is what God intended. But for some of you, myself included, this is not reality. In fact, this is more of a fantasy than anything. See, for some of you, things are more like this. If your parents do not have healthy communication with you, you will not know what healthy communication looks like. So more than likely, you will not have healthy communication in your relationships. If your parents' way to show you love is to be your biggest critic and point out every single flaw that you have because they want to make you a better version of you, more than likely, you will point out every single flaw to everyone around you because you genuinely think that that is what love looks like. And if your parents shut down the second that you did something wrong, or even worse, they left you, or they abused you, or they beat you because of something that you did wrong, more than likely, you will do the same to those that you love. Now see, some of you are looking and you guys are shocked because none of you have, or some of you have never heard this stuff in your life. And if that's you, I am so happy for you. And I'm gonna be honest, go home, give your parents a hug and tell them, thank you. Thank you so much for being my biggest supporter. Thank you for showing me the love that I needed to see. But see, for some of you, you're thinking, man, I just heard that last night. I heard that right before I came here. Yeah, that's about a normal day in my household. So what? See, our parents have the ability to have either a negative or a positive impact on our relationship with those around us. Whether it's a relationship with ourselves, our relationship with our friends, our family, or even, and most importantly, our relationship with God. So right now, we are going to be focusing on those negative impacts that our parents, those negative experiences with our parents that can impact us. And here's the thing, these experiences will always stick with you. And see, it could be along the lines of there's too much pressure to be the perfect child. There's too much pressure to be that perfect student and go away to college. Your parents are just overbearing and make you feel like you have to have your entire life together at the age of 18. Or it could be the really hard things. It could be your parents beat you for whatever reason they might have. Your parents forsake you. Your parents leave you, some by choice, others by death. Your parents telling you that you will never be good enough, pretty enough, thin enough, smart enough. Your parents telling you things like you're a burden to everyone around you. Now see, these are some things that some of us here today hear. And see, I'm a very visual person, so I'm gonna come over here. I hope everyone can see this. See, all those things that I said, those things of you'll never be good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, you're a burden. You will never be loved or worthy, and no one will ever, ever understand you or be there. And you know what? Let's add in a little bit of, I don't know, think of something, fill in the blank there. Whatever you're dealing with, fill in the blank there. Now see, when our parents tell us these things, when our parents tell us that we are not good enough, that we will never be loved and that we're not worthy, we tend to believe these things. And you might think, why? Why do I believe these things? See, it's because these are the two people who we should be able to count on for love and support when we need it most. But as most of you know, that's not always the case. You see, as our parents start to tell us these lies, we start to believe that these lies are who we truly are. Okay, this bowl represents us. These ping pong balls represent all the lies that our parents can feed us. And see, I'm here to tell you that all of these lies that your parents tell you couldn't be farther from the truth. You see, we're all imperfect people, and that's okay. But when we allow imperfect people to feed us lies about ourselves, especially our parents, we forget to see ourselves in the way that God made us. You see, we find our identity in our parents instead of Jesus. But see, that's the power of the Bible, is that we can open it and we can find our identity in Jesus. See, 1 John 3 says, "See what love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." John 15 said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." 2 Corinthians 5, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed. Behold, all things have become new." And Jeremiah 1, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." See, these are just a handful of ways that God sees us. This is the truth about who you are. So when we allow others to shape us, to give us a false identity, sometimes we feel hopeless. Sometimes we feel as if there's nothing that we can do to get away from everything that our parents have engraved into us from a very, very young age. And being honest, we can't. Trust me, I've tried to do it multiple times in my life and I've failed every single time. But even though you can't get away from these things on your own, God can. All you have to do is allow him to show you. So you see, while this bowl represents you and these ping pong balls represent every bad thing your parents could say about you, this water, this is God coming in and he says, no. You are none of these things, child. You are not unworthy. In fact, you are worthy. You are loved. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And he comes in and he pushes out every single bad thing that could ever, ever happen to you. And you might think, wow, Maddie, that's a lot of water. Well, guess what? We need a lot of Jesus in our lives. So we need a lot of water right now. Can I get an amen to that? Amen. We need Jesus. There we go. All right. I'm getting a lot of things wet. It's fine. But see, here's the thing. There are some things that never go away. There are some things that will always be there and always stick with you. But they will no longer define you if you allow God into your life. They will no longer be able to control you or get in your way of things. Because guess what? God made you and he formed you in your mother's womb and he loved you and you are his child. Can I get an amen to that? There we go. And see, when you know the truth, you start to see yourself for who you really are. You start to believe that things like you, you start to believe that things are more than your past, that you can be more than your past, that you can really be the best version of you, that you are so worthy of love and a healthy love at that. Now, I know some of you are sitting here and you're thinking, hey, that's great, but you don't know what's happening at my parents' house right now. You don't understand the pain that I'm in. You don't know the kind of anger that I have towards God right now for allowing this stuff to happen. And if God is anything like my parents, I really want nothing to do with him. Now, I might not know exactly what is going on in your life right now, what you are going through. But I can say that everything that I have talked about tonight, I have been through. So a quick backstory on me. When I was 11 years old, my father passed away. And I will tell you, I became an atheist real quick. I mean, he passed away. Next day, I was like, there's no God. Actually, that same hour, I said, there's no God. There's no way. After that, I was abused. I was beaten and I was neglected by my mother and my stepfather. And they both struggled with alcohol, anger, gambling. When I was a junior in high school, CPS actually came in and pulled me out of a final. And they tried to take me away from my mother and my stepfather. But for some reason, I fought to stay with them. I lied to stay with them. And I really don't know to this day why. I have been told how I will never be good enough, how stupid I am, how much of a burden to others I am to those around me, how I'm not lovable. See, I've been through it all. Because of everything that I have gone through and not knowing God's truth, I had horrible, horrible relationships with people. I couldn't keep a friend for more than a few years because I just didn't know how. I didn't know communication. I didn't know what love was. I didn't know how to love, and I didn't know how to accept love. I was searching for love in all the wrong places and in all the wrong people. I had gotten so desperate at a point in my life, I was reaching out to anyone who would try to show me love. Friends, families, family friends, teachers, men, I went to everyone that would show me any kind of love. You see, it wasn't until I was a new creation in Christ that I was able to move past this. One time, very recently, and when I say very recently, I think maybe 2 months ago, I was really struggling with the fact that my mother wasn't showing me the kind of love that I knew that a mother should show.
And it was killing me. It kept me up at night. I had horrible anxiety because of it. There were so many things going through my head about what I've done wrong and all this stuff that just goes through your head during these moments. And I reached out to my best friend's mom and I said, "Hey, I'm really going through something. Can I meet with you real fast?" She said, "Yeah, of course, honey." So I met with her. And I'm just going to kind of brag on this woman for a second. She's absolutely amazing. I know there are a few of you out there who know her, and you can agree with me of how amazing she is. I see her as a mother. She claims me pretty much as one of her kids. She doesn't actually say it, but she acts like it, so I know she loves me. I claim her as a mother, and I'm pretty sure this woman had no idea that when she gave me a key to her house, I would never leave. Like, I never leave. I'm there literally every day. They're gone. She's gone on a trip. I go to the house to hang out with the dog. Like, I am there every single day. And she's fine with it. I mean, she is absolutely an incredible woman. And see, I went to her practically in tears. And I said, I just don't understand how my mom can't put her past behind her. How she can't get over this. How she can't love me the way that a mother should love her child. And I was going through so much. And I had so much anger and jealousy with just raging inside of me. I just didn't understand it. And see, she told me something in that moment that I will never, ever forget. And it stayed with me since. And she said, "Honey, your mother doesn't know God's love. And since she doesn't know God's love, she doesn't know what true love is or how to receive it. And since she doesn't know what it is, she doesn't know how to show you the love that you deserve." When she told me that, it wrecked me because it gave me a new perspective on things. Instead of putting the blame on myself, instead of putting the blame on my actions or what I could have done or what I should have done, it gave me clarity about why my mother could be acting the way that she did. Now, see, more than likely, if you have a strained relationship with your parents, they have an even worse relationship with theirs. And I will say this, compared to my grandmother, my mother is a damn good mom. She's a damn good mom compared to my grandmother. And I can even say that she did her best with what she knew. But that's the thing. She didn't know. And I can guarantee that whatever weaknesses that your parents might have, it's because of their parents and their parents before them. It's this thing that we all call the generational curse. That just keeps coming down that family tree, no matter what. But I can tell you this, God did not want this for you, okay? He did not want you to go through all of this. You can't get mad at God because somebody did not live up to the potential that God had set for them because they did not want to listen to God's truth. They didn't want to get their identity from God. They wanted to get their identity from imperfect people instead. Now, I might not know exactly what's happening in your life or what has happened in your parents' life or I don't know why things turned out the way that they did. But I do know this. God is love. God is truth. And God will never leave you or forsake you. And I will say that again because I want you guys to walk away remembering this. God is love. God is truth, and God will never leave you or forsake you. Now see, when you start to accept these truths, God will open up your eyes and provide you with exactly what you need. Now see, after everything that I had been through in my life with my parents, with my family wanting nothing to do with me, friends who gave up on me as soon as things get hard, I never in my life thought that I could ever be loved, ever. But see, once I started to accept God's truth, accept his love, God provided me with what I longed for the most. See, I've always wanted a family. I always wanted that family. I'd see my friends and I'd get jealous of them. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'd see the perfect family and I would go home and I would love to spend time with them, but I'd go home and I'd cry. I'd see my friends with their dads and it would wreck me.
I'd see their friends with their mom going and doing all the mom and daughter things, and it would wreck me. I never in a million years thought that I could ever have that. And I got to a point in my life where I just accepted the fact that I would never be loved. And I can, some of you have been there, but for those of you who haven't, I can tell you that is the lowest of lows you can ever be. And if you have never been there, I pray every day that you never have to get there. But see, once I started to see God's truth, he opened my eyes to those around me. Now see, 2 years ago, I met my best friend. We hit it off right away. If you knew her, some of you do, you know, she's really hard to even like talk to. Some people don't talk to her for like 5 years because she's just that introverted. But we hit things off right away. We became really, really close. She became like a sister to me instantly. At the beginning of quarantine, her mother and I got extremely close. And because of quarantine, I was there almost every day for dinner. I was there every weekend. We'd spend every weekend together. And I'm telling you, I had so much anger in me still. I'd see how my best friend would act with her mom. I'd see how she'd act with her daughter. I'd see how they act with her sister. And I had so much jealousy and so much anger in me. And I would be crying to them and say, I'm so sorry. I love both of you so much. I love all of you so much, but this just wrecks me. And I'm telling you, I would go home and I would cry and I would just wrestle with God. And I say, God, I know that you gave me these people, but why? Why did you have to rub this in my face of what I don't have? And God opened my eyes up real quick. And he said, no. I didn't give you this family to rub it in your face. I gave you this family because I know that you needed it more than you ever knew. I gave you this family because you long for a mother and I gave you a mother. I gave you this family because you long for a sister. I gave you a sister. I gave you this family because you wanted a niece and I gave you a niece and you didn't even realize it. See, the entire family is amazing. And I'm being real. I'm bragging on them for just a quick second. I have never, ever experienced love like them. And I can promise you this, as long as you open up your eyes and you start to accept God's love, you'll see that too. And I will say this, it took me 23 years to get a family. I never thought it would happen this way. I'd always think I'd end up getting married, but you know, it's fine. I'm still waiting. But I can tell you this, if I would have known all those years ago when everything started to happen, that at 23, I would have a family like I do now, oh, it would have been worth it. I'd go through everything again. Because you see, when you start to accept these truths about who God is, when you start to accept all of this, God opens your eyes up real quickly. He shows you the love that you need. He provides you with the love that you need. And if some of you are wondering, when's that going to happen to me? I don't know. I really wish I could tell you, but I can promise you it's going to be worth it. And I know a lot of you are here too, and you're still struggling with the fact of, man, is God really good? I know some of you are here and you're thinking, if God is anything like my parents, I really want nothing to do with him. And honestly, I can't blame you. I told you I've been there before. I was an atheist for 10 years. If you'd love to hear more of my story, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. I'm very open and honest with all this. But I can say this, and this is another thing that I want you to walk away with. God is not a reflection of our earthly father. God is the perfection of our father. Again, God is not a reflection of our earthly father. God is the perfection of our father. That was good. Sorry, I'm just like, I feel like God's got like one more thing for me, but I might just be very like happy because this ended up being really good. But now, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and pray. Maybe he'll give me something as I go around and talk to you guys during small groups. So I'm just going to go ahead and pray. God, I thank you so much, God. I thank you for giving us this opportunity just to come out and worship you through all of the craziness that's happening, through everything that might be going on in our lives. God, I thank you and I praise you right now. God, I thank you for being that perfect father that we all have, for being that good father to us all the time, for being our biggest supporter, for being our biggest fan, for loving us when we fall, for loving us when we mess up, God.
I thank you for every single thing that you do, God. I pray that as we go into these small groups tonight, God, that you just open up our hearts and you open up our mouths and we are just able to be open and honest with those around us, God. I pray that you give us a place where we feel like we can come and just be open and honest, that we can come and be broken and hurting, and that we will have those that we need to support us, God. Because I know that we can't do this alone, and we definitely can't do this without you. So it's in your Son's name that I pray. Amen.